We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye. Oh,
you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Yep, tomorrow we'll get back into an autopsy of the Bears overall. Thanks to Anthony Heron, who made time for us today, even though he's being pulled in all sorts of directions today. But we appreciate him spending 20 minutes with us talking about what happened up at Lambeau Field. Thanks to Herbie and Campy for their hard work. It's much appreciated. Taking you the rest of the way this afternoon with their thoughts on the Bears is the afternoon show of Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins. They are here now. Hello, men.
What's up, Lawrence?
Lawrence, good to see you. Everything good in your world?
Yeah, actually, things are pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Good weekend.
Yeah, solid weekend. Got some stuff done. I was telling you, I ended up running past a Popeyes that had no line. I was able to get the chicken sandwich, man. It's very excited about that. That made my Saturday.
Yeah, food is good.
Yeah.
It's just in.
I get the same.
Food is good food.
But it's one of those things where, like, it's been in the consciousness, like, oh, this whole thing. I've actually had it before, so I knew I already liked it.
Yeah.
But every time you go past the Popeyes, like, everyone's there getting it. So Saturday, I went to go drop something off for Jay's daughter, Addie, a comic book that I had that she wanted to read. And I went and dropped it off, and I was like, Popeyes right on 183rd and Kedzie. There's no line.
Back home.
Right in there. Perfect. In and out. Chicken sandwich. Happy.
Perfect.
I feel like the buzz is just back to reasonable levels on the Popeyes chicken sandwich now that they've, you know, stocked the Popeyes chicken sandwich. Right? Because it was scarcity creates demand for a long time with that thing. And it's really good.
It's really good sandwich.
Don't get me wrong. Like, since it's been,
it's
you
not
know,
stab someone good.
Correct. It's not lead off the
tell
nightly
someone
newscast.
They can't correct. Have something or have to work hard to get it. They'll want it that much more.
Which makes me convinced that it was intentional.
Probably.
That was not a, oh my God, the demand surprised us, well, and so we were overwhelmed.
I don't know. It just, in some cases, it felt like terrible, like, management. Because it wasn't that they didn't have the chicken sandwiches, that they didn't have the buns.
They were not able to make sandwich. Yeah.
But just, and then they were like, you guys, you know what you guys can do? You can bring, they were like, you can get your own bread. And then you can get, I'm like, wait, what?
You know what? Another good example of denying people something they want to make them want it even more is the McRib sandwich, which only comes out periodically and is one of the worst ideas for that I've, it tastes like synthetic, really. It's not even a rib.
I have never
but
had it.
Those who love it really love it.
It's same another thing with cult. The Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, it's another cult thing and another scarcity thing. But when I was in Kansas City, you know, they take their barbecue pretty seriously.
Very seriously.
The McDonald's, they won't even bother to put the McRib in there.
Why waste your time?
It's not worth the fake
Nobody
meat.
Nobody there considers that a rib.
Yeah, no. And you shouldn't, but I will say I've had
you
one
dabble?
Or two. Yeah, it's pretty good.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't go out of the way to get it. I'm not going to say
with
it's
a microwave
good barbecue.
Pickle on top too. They sure, don't they put a couple of pickles on it?
There's really nothing at McDonald's or any fast food establishment that I won't try.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Would it be fair to say that the best item at McDonald's is their fries?
Yes, that's fair. I think so. Yeah,
the McDonald's.
Do you
fries.
Think they would be offended by that?
No,
I mean,
no,
they should.
No, they put it in their logo. It's fries.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
They're like, so good. It's the perfect French fry. It really is.
That and their Fountain Coke are like...
Dude, I was going to say the exact same thing.
Their Fountain Coke, I don't know if it's different.
It's cocaine.
I've actually read some things that says that the way that they store it is different and their lines are cleaner. But I'm telling you, Fountain Coke at McDonald's,
It's like extra syrup, right?
I'm getting hungry. I'm trying not to eat until we go out for holiday dinner tonight.
Show dinner tonight.
Yeah, so
where are you guys going?
We're going to a fish house locally.
Fish house.
Yes.
Get all the shellfish towers, all the gout.
As Don Zimmer would say, yes, fish house. Yeah, I've never been to this place.
Parksy I haven't either.
Picked it out, and it's right down the street. It's a walker, so Shep is enjoying a day of paternity leave, but he'll be downtown tonight for the big event. And, you know, eager to do 4 hours of the Bears season being over today. It was another frustrating day at the yard for the Bears against this Green Bay team that just gives no quarter to the Bears offensively. The Bears, how many points did they muster up against Green Bay this season?
16.
My goodness.
3-13.
Yeah, just
one touchdown on offense and 24 full
Mike
drives,
Patton,
according to Rich
your
Gamble.
Your table is ready. My God, just, and you move the ball all day and don't do anything with it.
You've played two games against Green Bay. They've scored a total of 31 points.
Yeah.
And you've lost both games.
Yeah, both of them.
And felt like you had no chance in either.
Like you said, Lawrence, when it's 21-3, you can do something else if you're not invested in it, you know, literally or that emotionally.
Yeah, but then
they're not
going
to come back from 21-3.
They almost did.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, almost.
Like, listen, obviously I don't take anything away, and that's a crazy, fluky play at the end.
Let's kill Jesper Horsted today.
Let's crush Jesper,
the Princeton tight end.
I do feel bad for him. Because that is one of those moments where it's obvious to everyone who's watching it and the person who's in it, it's not fair that
right.
It's obvious to the rest of us what he should have done.
Right.
Well, yeah, if he had our camera angle and was not in danger of being hit and was playing a video game, I'm sure he would have pitched it.
And not thinking, well, maybe I can score. Like, that also has to enter into, like, maybe I can do something, I can wiggle and I can get free and I can score.
Well, and he's literally the Bears' fifth tight end of the season.
He is?
Yeah.
He's probably never practiced that play.
Played in how many NFL games now? Four?
He said that he had post-game practiced the play, but he wanted to stress to all of the media that was there talking to him in the locker room, it's very different when it's actually in live action. And I'm like, yeah, I would imagine that it would be. Apparently, they practice that play fairly often because they just, it's one of the things that they want to be situational for to be ready. You never want to have to use it. It's like those in case of emergency break glass situations. But I was.
Which is why Tariq Cohen's like, I gotta play.
Exactly. That was kind of like Albert Almora.
That's exactly what it reminded me of. Yes.
With Albert Almora. More when we were trying to just joke around and have some levity about Rizzo pitching, and he was having none of it.
Or Brian Dunsing playing left field. Yeah. Yeah, he hates that cute stuff.
He's like, I got no time to talk about scouting positional players as pitchers because if we're pitching, the game's a blowout, and I don't like getting blown out. They're like, all right, we'll try a different avenue of questioning with Albert Almora.
We're going to talk a lot about Khalil Mack's lack of production today, too, and as much as I think this season has been a disappointment for him, I've got more disdain for the Bears secondary and the way they've performed this season.
Throw a little disdain Leonard Floyd's way.
That too. He made a few plays yesterday, not enough, but the way that secondary tackles, and I'll take Kyle Fuller out of it. Fuller's had a real good year.
He didn't have a good day yesterday.
Pace got right two seasons ago when he matched the Green Bay offer, and I thought it was too much money for Fuller. He's earned it. He's been terrific. He's a good tackler. He gets his arms around the guy's legs and gets their asses on the ground. He gets in position to do that. The other guys don't. And you were on Clinton Dix yesterday, sent me a text about that. I was feeling the same way. Eddie Jackson is out of position. Buster Screen doesn't finish a tackle. Prince did not have a good day and should have been burned for a touchdown on the first play of the game.
Yeah, Prince, I think, is hurt. Right, I'm pretty sure that guy.
I think that's what Matt LaFleur expected, and went right at him.
Well, it was very different.
An alligator armed it. Marquez Valdez Scandling.
It was a very different game plan. We talked about it. We were like, oh wow, it was kind of surprising that Kevin Tolliver wasn't targeted more in the previous games when Prince was out. First play of the game.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers. We talked about it on Friday.
We did.
That's what that dude does. He's like Peyton Manning. he targets you. He will point at you.
Find a weakness and expose it.
He doesn't care if he will throw the ball 15 times your way. And that was on the Adams touchdown where he audible sent him over to the left side, put him in the slot against screen, touchdown on 4th and 4.
That's another guy who had a terrible game yesterday.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the video going around that like looks at HaHa Clinton Dix diving at Davante Adams in slow motion? And I mean, just whiffing. It looks like when you're playing Madden and you're trying to user tackle and you just whiff and you just like blow, like, whoa! And you just like blow past the guy.
That's what happens when you're not in the breakdown position.
He just grabbed a whole bunch of air.
Yeah, that's just terrible tackling. I had high expectations of this secondary. I thought it was a good group. I don't, they've had 8 picks for the entire season. These guys have played 14 games now, and the Bears have 8 interceptions on the year.
I think that I played a cut of Alex and Lance kind of talking about this yesterday, and I think Alex is on to something. The idea that you kind of have 2 free safeties in your safety position and then ask one guy who's a god at one safety position to then play the other one, which he's not really suited to play. Because you have HaHa Clinton Dix, and I guess you could argue, well, Deion Bush could be a strong safety candidate, but from a roster standpoint, you don't really have anyone that you would feel comfortable starting at strong safety. So you're asking Eddie, because he's such a great player, go in the box more and go make tackles, and it's not really what he does.
No, it's not. He's not that kind of a physical presence, which you live with if he's hawking the ball, which he has done in his first couple of years, but not this season.
He needs a partner back there that does that, and I don't think it's HaHa. I don't think that HaHa is going to be back here.
What was Pappy's old parody? Where can I find a safety that hits?
Yes.
Wani's World.
Yeah, Wani's World. I mean,
where can I find a safety that they ain't got one? They don't have physical safeties. And Kevin Pierre-Louis on the long play, the Kumaro, that little hip check he put on him. Where did you learn how to tackle like that, young man?
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, yeah. Sports Radio 670, The Score, or radio.com sports station. All right, so you fired a lot of things there at the defense, and we have not talked much before the show today. I'll be interested to see how this goes, because when I still do big picture evaluation of the Bears, or even in the just on that game, if you want to do the micro or the macro, they gave up 21 points yesterday, and they're 3rd in the NFL in points allowed.
Right.
Their defense is not
but
the problem
it's not
yesterday
the biggest problem,
or
but
big
the
picture.
The defense has to compensate for a subpar offense, though.
And of course.
They're better than they've played when they've needed to come up big. They haven't this year. They've had second-half problems for 2 years now, actually. Even last year, they were second-half
collapses.
I'm not
letting them off
the
hook for yesterday's game.
I don't
you come right out in the third quarter, and they go down the field on you 2 times in 10 plays. You need to get off the field and give the ball back to your offense, and they didn't do that. And there have
Danny,
been a
I
couple
agree
of games that's why like I'm not comfortable with the overview. Like I understand that they are not giving up a lot of points, but situationally, in a game that you had to have with the guy that you've been screaming to get back on the field, who played well in returning, you didn't do your job. And it was a part of the reason, a big part of the reason why you lost yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, 13 points is not winning you games in the NFL.
I know that.
I agree.
I know that the defense isn't the biggest reason they're 7-7. Don't misunderstand me, but they
should not be let
much
off the
better
hook
than
for yesterday's performance.
And Kwiatkowski drops an interception. There's a takeaway they didn't get. They walk out of Lambeau Field without a damn takeaway.
They played bad against an offense that's struggling.
I mean, Rodgers has thrown 2 picks this year. Kwiatkowski should have had one.
Yeah, he should have had one.
Kwiatkowski should have had
another one that was available for them to pick off, too. You had one of the worst
performances.
And when
you're wearing a 44 number, you've got to be able to catch the ball a little better than that.
Okay, maybe.
Should
Charles.
Be a fullback. Should be a fullback out there.
But you had Rodgers 16 of 33 yesterday. He wasn't pinpoint yesterday. He wasn't fitting the ball the way that you ordinarily see him do it.
No, just didn't give it away. Just didn't
he
give
tried.
It away. Yeah, once for sure. But
I'm not letting them off the hook for that, because they had their role in the Bears' loss, and it should be amplified too.
Yeah, I think there's only Kyle Fuller might be the only guy I would say deserves an All-Pro selection this year from the Bears' defense. Trevathan was playing at that level before he got hurt. I can't say Roquan Smith deserved it this year. Hakeem Hicks didn't log enough snappage.
I can't go all pro for Fuller. I mean,
anybody?
No. I mean, all pro is best in the league, top two, right? I mean, Stephon Gilmore, and then I'd give it to Jair Alexander over Kyle
Fuller,
frankly.
Maybe for consideration, though. I mean, he's in the conversation for all pro and for Pro Bowl.
You know what the passer rating is this year? We're going to do this a little bit later in the show. T.J. Watt, Stephon Gilmore for Defensive Player of the Year, but I'll give you the stat now. Stephon Gilmore, passer rating, throwing at him this season.
Is it in the 30s?
It's in the 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Get out of here.
Yeah. In the 12.
Wow.
Dude, he has been ridiculous.
Took one back yesterday, too.
Yeah, he's... I don't know who I'd vote for if I had to vote for that, because Watt is a and TFL machine.
Yeah,
on a defense.
Imagine that, double teams too. Yeah. He still gets to the guy.
But Stephon Gilmore is locked down.
He's the Defensive Player of the Year.
I think he is.
That throw yesterday was so long that it gave everyone a chance to go, oh no, because you see Gilmore just coming downhill like, I got one.
He's awesome, man. He's so damn good,
special,
and. Dysfunction on what exactly is going on with the Bears offense, and why are they not doing what Mitch is good at more? It's an odd thing that everyone's talking about, so we will weigh in on that as well. Boomer Esiason at 3:00. I'm really looking forward to this. He got to meet Joe Burrow yesterday, who's probably going to be the next legitimate Cincinnati Bengal quarterback. So I'm interested to see what Boomer Esiason thought of Joe Burrow.
I really enjoyed his Heisman speech.
It was awesome.
And I enjoyed him, you know, shouting out the poor in southeastern Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and how much it meant to him to win the Heisman for those people in southeastern Ohio. I'm very impressed by him, and I hope that he has a good time in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Because that's where he's going.
Unless he's this coming draft's Bo Callahan, and he slips surprisingly and doesn't go where he's supposed to go.
I suppose it's possible. Seems like it would be very unlikely.
Find out what that thing is. Like they tried to do with Bo Callahan. Gotta find out what that thing is. Nope. Maybe no one went to Burrow's 21st birthday party. I don't know.
I feel like after that hero shot that LSU put together for him, a lot of people were at his 23rd birthday party. He seems to be a guy that people rally around. So good for him. I thought that they had the right guys there in New York, and the right guy won.
There's no question about that. Yep. He was the best player in college football this year. Lawrence, thank you very much, as always.
Have a good day, Lawrence. Glad you had a chicken sandwich back in Homewood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.